Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the people of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. Do you have a favorite scripture or a favorite Bible story? This month, our writers are sharing reflections on their favorite lessons and passages from the Bible. We hope their words might inspire you to reflect on your own favorite scripture message. And we'd love to hear from you if you would be willing to share. You can reach us at podcasts@firstchurch.org. That's podcasts@1sturch.org. Today's podcast was written by Laura Durr and read by Greta Smith. Who is my neighbor? Luke chapter 10, verses 25 through 29, the New International Version. On one occasion, an expert in the law stood up to test Jesus. "Teacher," he asked, "what must I do to inherit eternal life?" "What is written in the law?" he replied. "How do you read it?" He answered, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself." "You have answered correctly," Jesus replied. "Do this and you will live." But he wanted to justify himself, so he asked Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Who is my neighbor? This is as difficult a question today as it was in Jesus' time on earth. It is a question that begs for limits. Is it my next-door neighbor? Is it my brother-in-law? Is it the homeless person I drive by at highway entrances? I have a story. Back in the 1980s, we lived in Cedar Rapids, Indiana, and were members of St. Paul's United Methodist Church. St. Paul's is a historic church. Its building was designed by Louis Sullivan, a brilliant architect and mentor to Frank Lloyd Wright. St. Paul's was, for many years, the flagship Methodist church in the state of Iowa, but that is not the story. At St. Paul's, I was a member of a church committee dedicated to outreach. The neighborhood around the church was changing, and many of our members had moved to the suburbs. We decided we needed to establish an event titled, "Who is My Neighbor?" We wanted to identify and celebrate people in our city who had been good neighbors to others. We found that our first good neighbor was a member of our church. In 1961, Dr. Percy Harris was a renowned physician in Cedar Rapids and the only Black member of St. Paul's UMC. He and his family wanted to build a home on a lot in a residential community owned by the church. The problem was that Dr. Harris was a Black man. Even though he was Linn County Medical Examiner and County Clinic Director at St. Luke's Methodist Hospital, his desire to build a home in a white neighborhood was controversial. The church members had to vote on whether to approve the sale. The vote was 460 yes and 291 no, and some members left the church afterwards. But the property was sold to Dr. Harris and his wife, Lilia, and he built a home for his family and lived there for many years. In 1981, the first Who Is My Neighbor Award was presented to Dr. Percy Harris, and the award was named the Percy and Lilia Harris Award in honor of their leadership and lifelong roles in bringing the community together. 44 years later, the Who Is My Neighbor Award continues to be presented at St. Paul's. When Jesus was asked, "Who is my neighbor?" he told the story of the Good Samaritan, a stranger on the margins of society who stopped to help another stranger in need. This year's award was presented to Mike and Tony Loyal, a same-sex couple who serve as leaders in arts and education in the Cedar Rapids community. The plaque they received states, "In recognition of your commitment to live in harmony with others and promote equality and social justice in the community." St. Paul's UMC has raised up many in the community who reach out to expand the meaning of neighbor and to heal divisions and bring people together. Please pray with me. Dear Lord, be with us as we seek to be neighbors to those whom we are tempted to pass by or overlook in our everyday lives. Give us the courage and strength to stop and connect with new and unexpected neighbors. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for today's podcast. I'm Reverend Sarah Slack, Associate Pastor at First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. Our church is a vital, vibrant congregation, sharing the love of Jesus Christ to our community and to God's world. This podcast was written and produced by the people of our congregation. To know more about this ministry or other ministries of our church, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number one, S-T, church.org. Join us again for the next episode. And until then, bear witness to the love of God in this world, so that those to whom love is a stranger will find in you most generous friends.